And we're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. The latest assessment of cyber attacks shows a record spike. A 75% surge in attacks worldwide compared to a year ago. Joining us with the latest numbers, Aaron Rose, Security Architect Manager at Checkpoint Software Technologies. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, thank you, Megan. Good morning.
Give us a sense of the magnitude of the issue. How many attacks are organizations facing each week?
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. So I hope you're ready for this. So if we're looking at, you know, the third quarter of 2024, which we just concluded, we're seeing an average of just shy of 1,900 cyber attacks per organization. You know, that is, it's a 75% increase compared to the third quarter of last year. Can you imagine, you know, 1,900 attacks on, you know, maybe somebody trying to get into your home each week? It's incredible.
Do you have any sense of why organizations are seeing such a dramatic increase compared to this time last year?
You know, it's pretty interesting. So if you look at the industry breakdown, so kind of the way we split out this threat intelligence, education and research is number one when it comes to the industries or the type of organizations. And that follows up with government after that and then healthcare. So if you kind of line those up and start to think about the, you know, the mind of an attacker. These are all critical infrastructure in some way, whether it be the education of our children or the ability for us as a nation to be able to do research and kind of progress forward from a technological sense, you know, the government, military, et cetera. And then if you kind of look at the, you know, kind of step back and think about the international geopolitical landscape, as well as, you know, some pretty big events that we have coming up here in a couple weeks, I think that's why we might be starting to see this. We're also seeing, you know, people are starting to bolster their defenses more. So I think it's reactionary. The more that we, you know, implement the better technologies that we put in place, the more attempts attackers are going to have to make to you know, breach our data or to breach our security.
Aaron, it sounds like what you're saying is this may be more related to really just political attacks or state attacks compared to something that might be just to extort money out of organizations considered to be weak when it comes to cybersecurity.
It could be. You know, I think it's a mixture there. You know, sometimes I would say that we're probably seeing a sharp increase. Those are probably politically motivated, I should say, or possibly. Now, inside of that, kind of hidden inside of the mix is, you know, attackers still want to make money. You know, they're not just doing this for fun. They're not just doing this because they support one candidate over the other or whatever it might be. So, you know, it's still financially motivated in some sense. We're seeing a lot of phishing attacks right now. So kind of pulling this back to, you know, people that might not necessarily work inside of cybersecurity or might not work in education or government. We're seeing brands being impersonated constantly. So a perfect example of this, the one that's always kind of the number one, it's a leader that you don't want to, or a chart that you don't want to be the leader on, is Microsoft. You know, 61% of phishing attacks. So those emails or those text messages trying to get you to click on something that is coming from a malactor of some sort. 61% of those attacks are impersonating Microsoft, followed up by Apple, Google, Amazon, et cetera. So the, you know, the threats are real.
We're speaking with Aaron Rose, Security Architect Manager at Checkpoint Software Technologies, that has taken a look at the threats. Aaron, where are the threats coming from specifically?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint. So doing what we call geolocation of attacks can be difficult because people can very easily impersonate where they're from. I would say the typical listener probably is very familiar with a technology called a VPN, or a virtual private network. Basically, a VPN is it's used in a lot of good ways. So it's used to secure your traffic to, you know, maybe you're on a public Wi-Fi network, et cetera. So it can be a very powerful tool that you can use, especially when traveling or on untrusted networks, as we say. However, a VPN, it can actually make you look like you're somewhere where you're not. A lot of attackers use this in a very similar way to obfuscate their traffic, to make it look like they're coming from a location that they're not, or just to make sure that they're, you know, they're not caught in the first place. So we are seeing a lot of these from a global perspective. The vast majority of these attacks are, you know, being initiated outside of the United States. It's hard to pinpoint exactly where they're coming from, because if we could, then I'm sure the guys and gals over at the FBI would love to talk to us. But we are seeing these coming from outside of the border of the United States. Now, there are some still internally, but they're coming from a little bit of everywhere.
You mentioned phishing. Talk about some of the other tactics you see and how these attacks, how sophisticated they might be.
Yeah, so I think we can all think back to, you know, we'll call them the old days when, you know, the worst attack that we were getting or the most we ever saw was, you know, maybe our uncle that was a prince over in a foreign country wanted to give us millions of dollars, you know, if we just gave up our social security number. So that was pretty basic. You know, a lot of people, I don't think too many people, or at least I hope, didn't fall for that one. Now we're starting to see them much more sophisticated, and there's a lot of reasons for that. So number one, just the volume of attacks. More people are doing it, so they're going to get better and better. But also kind of think about the rise of AI or artificial intelligence. You know, people like mal actors are using, you know, these tools against us. You know, they can be used for good. I use it almost every single day for a variety of reasons, but they can also use artificial intelligence against us. So it could be crafting the perfect email or crafting the perfect text. We're also seeing some really interesting tactics around, you know, the upcoming election. We're getting or seeing text messages or emails, you know, whatever advertisements that are telling us like, oh, hey, you might have forgot to register to vote. Click here to go and register. And of course, it's asking for a lot of private information. So we are seeing a shift and a change. These attacks are becoming much more prevalent and much more sophisticated. So people need to stay vigilant.
When we look at, say, an industry that might be getting 2,000 cyber attacks a week, what percentage of those are ultimately successful at infiltrating those organizations?
You know, that can be difficult to pinpoint. The reason being is it requires that people report, you know, a data breach or an incident of some sort. So if you're thinking about 2,000 attacks per week, I would say the number of successful attacks out of that is very small when it comes to a percentage, just because you wouldn't see those kind of numbers if they were all successful. So, you know, if I had to estimate, I would say somewhere between maybe maybe close to 5% would probably be good, maybe close to 5 to 10%. So it is hard to pinpoint because it requires the organizations would report back and say, yes, I've been breached. Of course, with public organizations, there's a requirement to report that to the SEC. However, there's a lot of private organizations that do not fall within underneath that that law or that ruling.
Aaron, one last question for you. So with all these attacks, what can we do to stop them on a global and a national level?
To completely stop them, that's a difficult one. You know, we can never say you're 100% safe. However, kind of think about it as, you know, like securing your home. You know, you make sure your doors are locked, make sure that you have effective preventative technology. So like a, you know, a strong door lock. Maybe you also have things that alert you to let you know something is wrong. So you need things like what we call intrusion prevention systems to prevent the attackers from getting in the first place. It's also important that you have a plan. You know, if there is a problem, what is the plan? Who do you notify? And make sure you're using advanced technologies to protect your networks. So it can't just be the, you know, the old days of having a traditional antivirus. You need something that is much more robust that can prevent, you know, attacks from things that we haven't seen before. What we call in the industry is a zero day. And then, you know, I'm a huge proponent of saying education and awareness. We have to educate, you know, our students, our teachers, our government employees or employees at any organization. We have to focus on education and awareness and then have technology to fall back on to prevent these attacks in the first place.
Aaron, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Megan.